Robot or not, robot or not.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency. The doctor from Star Trek Voyager. And we've talked about the USS Enterprise computer before. This is a little spin on it. He is, I think, discovered to be essentially a sentient being living on the Voyager holodeck, or the holo emitters in the Voyager sickbay. So he's an artificial life form that has outrun his programming and become sentient. But he's a hologram, not made of sort of physical objects. He's a projection. So is he a robot?
That's the guy from China Beach, right?
Yeah, I think so. Robert Picardo?
Yeah.
He's the guy from The Wonder Years. He's Coach Cutlip in The Wonder Years.
Yeah, no, that's pretty clearly, I don't watch a Voyager, so, but from your description and for the few little bits I've seen, that's an AI that is projecting a presence with a particular appearance in various places. But again, like that, when that Dr. Hologram shows up, if you were to try to hit that hologram with a hammer or do whatever,
pass right through, zoom right through.
It's nothing there. It's just an AI doing projecting its knowledge and intelligence in various places. For all you know, that doctor could be on 7 different decks. That's
in
not
fact,
a robot.
I think he emails himself to Starfleet at one point and just goes, and then he just goes to. Turns out he didn't need to stay with the ship all along. He could email himself back to Starfleet when they get a connection to Starfleet eventually, and he just sort of shows up there, and then I guess there's some sort of plot contrivance where he's degrading or whatever and has to go back to the rest of his program. I don't know, but you're right. He's like, apparently these Federation Starship computers have the ability to spawn independent artificial intelligences inside them using their systems, and the doctor is one of those. I suppose eventually he could get like transfer himself into a you know, mobile holo emitter that floated and was like a robot body that projected a human body around it, and he might become a robot, but that would take some work on his part, I think.
You could tell this is a Star Trek utopia where there's no money and everybody is supposedly equal, except in the original series, where there is also no limit on email attachment size.
No.
What a world that would be. Can you imagine, Jason, if there was no limit on email attachments?
It would be less dramatic if they got an email that just said, click this link to download Holographic Doctor.
The doctor tried to email himself to Starfleet. It's like it was over the attachment limit.
It's on iCloud. They put it up on iCloud. You have to click to download.
You got 30 days. The body text got sent, but there's no attachment, you know?
That could be the great ticking clock at the end. I have to get back to Voyager before the 30 days are up and I'm erased from the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Robot or not.